All right, so now the question of Eric Holder being held in contempt. The administration, growing scandals now, beginning to cloud the race for 2012. And what impact are all these things going to have on the race for the White House? Joining us now is Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, and Congressman Trey Gowdy Smith. He's with South Carolina District Number 4. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Sean.
Good afternoon.
All right, so, you know, when you go back to the Valerie Plame issue, for example, Jay Sekulow, here's a case that, you know, look, we know what happened with Scooter Liddy here. The
right.
Investigator, Patrick Fitzgerald, at the time knew who the leaker was, and that was Richard Armitage. I don't even think that should have gone forward. But
right.
At the time, then-Senator Obama, then-Senator Biden both called for a special prosecutor.
Right.
Eric Holder is only willing to, in the case of, for example, the military leaks, very important military leaks, where the president is seen as this big, brave, tough guy that is picking out who's going to get killed with drones, et cetera, every Tuesday. They don't want a special prosecutor, but somebody who was appointed by Holder in the past that has a close relationship and is a big donor to Obama.
Yeah, this is, Sean, here's why they're doing this. And that is, they don't want a special prosecutor for a very simple reason. They don't want the independence of a special prosecutor moving forward. You know, you take a look at the situation you've got now with the national security leaks. Combine that with what happened with Fast and Furious, where the Attorney General's office submitted a document to the United States House of Representatives Committee that was incorrect. They had, or actually to the Senate, had to withdraw the letter 6 months later. If you would have submitted that incorrect letter, you could have gone to jail for it. So what you've got is, I think it's unfortunate, because the reality is the administration's winding down. What Eric Holder needs to do to keep the country from having to deal with this anymore is simply step aside. That's what he needs to do. Step aside, and at a minimum, appoint an independent investigator, special counsel, if you will, to check on this military leak, which many in the military and in national security have said is the worst leak we've ever had in recent history, recent being the last 30 or 40 years.
All right, Congressman Gowdy, it seems to me that the least appropriate person is a donor to the Obama campaign and somebody that is not objective and somebody that has this long history of a relationship with Eric Holder. Why not just appoint a special prosecutor, take Eric Holder out of it, take politics out of it, and let's get to the truth here of whether or not, or where these secrets that are going to put people's lives in danger, to quote Dianne Feinstein, where these leaks came from. Don't you think that's a good idea?
That's exactly what should be done. I thought Senator Graham did a really good job of proving that point, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing with the Attorney General. And, you know, Sean, my perspective as a former prosecutor, the result matters, but the process matters. And if people don't have confidence in the process, they're not going to have confidence in the result. This leak goes to the highest levels of the administration. So you need someone that has total, complete independence and the full panoply of weapons that a prosecutor could have, including the ability to convene a grand jury, to send subpoenas, to require documents. Independence is the key in any criminal justice investigation. And if people don't have confidence in the process, they're necessarily not going to have confidence in the result.
So if the New York Times reporter David Sanger has leaked all this information,
yep.
You know, for example, even efforts to undermine Iran's nuclear program using cyber weapons that apparently were successful, doesn't that put the operative that was involved in that case, his life or her life, in jeopardy? When we're talking about the president picking out, you know, who's going to be targeted for assassination and he's doing it personally, doesn't that undermine the argument that the president's been making the entire time he's been in office, that we don't want to inflame the tensions of the Middle East and some nations and radical Islamists,
right,
in some cases? I mean, isn't that his own argument?
You know what happened here, Sean, and the congressman could speak to this as well, and that is they are ignoring their own statements. And the fact of the matter is this. Not only does it put the operatives at risk, it puts all of us at risk, because this is what the jihadists want. This is what our enemies want. This kind of, like, for instance, you mentioned the cyber information. They not only turn information up about the United States, but about our working with Israel. This does not help the stabilization of the Middle East. This goes to the contrary. This creates more havoc in an Arab Spring that's turned into, by now, a summer nightmare for much of the Muslim world and the Arab-speaking world. And the reality is, I think that the administration and has to come to grips with they have created a huge problem here, and they continue to make it deeper and deeper. This is what, again, with Eric Holder, with all due respect to the Office of the Attorney General, I've worked with the Office of the Attorney General. I've been a law faculty member at the Department of Justice, training prosecutors. This is absurd. And the idea that you're going to appoint a Obama donor as the investigator, I mean, you know, if this was a Republican in there, you can imagine what would be happening.
Well, Congressman, Dianne Feinstein said that, you know, these leaks had to stop. She said, you know, they've started down a treacherous political path that could embarrass the president at the height of his reelection campaign. And she, along with others, said it would jeopardize American lives and undermine U.S. security by making it difficult to work with foreign governments and to recruit spies to infiltrate these terror groups. Do you agree that that's true?
The word that keeps coming to my mind, Sean, is duplicity. Dianne Feinstein and others on that side of the aisle would be calling for a special independent counsel if this were a Republican attorney general. They did it during the so-called U.S. attorney scandal. And if there's anything less scandalous than getting rid of U.S. attorneys because there's been a change in administration, I don't know what it could be, but they won't call for one on something that potentially borders on treason. So the duplicity, the double standard, the desire to have another four-year term for this president will even supersede something that used to be apolitical, which was national security.
All right, but wait a minute. But now, can't we trace some of these leaks directly to the Oval Office? I mean, for example, when Sanger is describing with the New York Times reporter,
right,
that the exactly what is discussed in meetings in the Oval Office, where it's the president and the president alone, he makes the final decision about who is going to be on the hit list, the assassination list. So that means that the only people that could have known that are people that were in the White House, in the Oval Office, as the president made that decision, or in the meeting room or wherever it took place. In other words, the president had to be there. So there was a group of White House operatives that had to be there. So in other words, these leaks go directly back to the White House. Do they not?
They have to go back to the White House. They have, because their statements about the president, what the president did or did not do, or decisions he made or decided not to take, where else could it come from? And that's, again, following up what the congressman said, the duplicity of this is incredible. If this was a Republican administration, they wouldn't be calling, by the way, for just an independent prosecutor. They'd be calling for the resignations of the attorney general. They'd be calling for you could imagine what they would be saying about President Bush. That's the reality.
I have a clip of Biden in the Valerie Plame case, I believe it was, calling for a special counsel. Here's Joe Biden.
The point of the matter is, I think that Hayden is not to be the judge of whether or not his ordering or his condoning the destroying of the tapes was lawful. It appears as though there may be an obstruction of justice charge here, and tampering with evidence and destroying
justice.
Evidence. And this, I think, this is one case where it really does call for a special counsel. I think this leads right into the White House. There may be a legal and rational explanation, but I don't see any on the face of it.
So let me stop you right there. You say special counsel. You don't believe that the investigations asked for by the Inspector General, the CIA, and the Attorney General are sufficient?
No, I don't. Let me put it this way, rhetorical question. Anything this Attorney General's offices have done since this guy's become president that you're going to take on face value? Not me. Not me.
I'll say that about Eric Holder. Not me. I'm not taking. Now, compare the big outrage over Valerie Plame. She wasn't even a covert operative. She had no national security issues to deal with. It wasn't even an issue of who leaked the information, because that person was known to the special prosecutor from day one. In this case, we're talking about now lives in danger. So why wouldn't they appoint the counsel and use their very own words to justify it?
This is how you get historically low public approval ratings for anyone that's involved in government, because you have the exact same fact pattern. The only thing different is the initial behind the name. And the Vice President of the United States wants an independent counsel for one investigation, but if it hits too close to home, and perhaps he may have been in the room at the time, who knows? The suspect list is not very long. The list of people to be interviewed would not be very long in this particular case. But the duplicity of arguing for special counsel when it's their team, but not when it's our team, is why people don't have confidence in the institutions of government. They ought to be outraged. And it wasn't just Vice President Biden. Then Senator Obama also called for special counsel. It was good enough for the Bush administration, but it's not good enough for his own. I hope Senator Graham and the rest
of them.
So
the question now we have here is, there's going to be a House vote in contempt on the Fast and Furious investigation because they've not been forthcoming with documents for over 18 months. And obviously there's something going on there. And then the attorney general had the audacity to say the words Fast and Furious. Well, that's not exactly what it meant. And these emails that they finally uncovered. And then we have John Cornyn saying that, in fact, the attorney general should resign. Here's what he said yesterday.
You violated the public trust, in my view, and by failing and refusing to perform the duties of your office. So, Mr. Attorney General, it's more with sorrow than regret, than anger, that I would say that you leave me no alternative but to join those that call upon you to resign your office. Americans deserve an attorney general who will be honest with them. They deserve an attorney general who will uphold the basic standards of political independence and accountability. You've proven time and time again, sadly, that you're unwilling to do so.
I mean, do you think in the end the attorney general has to go, Jay?
I think it is time for the attorney general of the United States to step aside for the good of the Department of Justice and for the good of the country.
I agree with you. Congressman?
I called on him to resign in December. I have lost confidence in the Department of Justice, and that is not just another department to me. It is should be above and beyond politics, and I've lost confidence in the nation's top law enforcement official, and he needs to go.
All right, so now where do we go from here in this election year? Do you think pressure is going to mount? Pressure will build? If he's held in contempt, I understand some Democrats will vote for this. What happens there from there?
What I think is going to happen, Sean, is he's going to produce the documents between now and next Wednesday.
So he'll finally produce the documents they've been waiting 18 months for, and they have to threaten a contempt citation to get here.
And then the question will be for the folks on my side of the aisle, are we going to allow this last-second plea bargaining on the courthouse steps, which I disdain, or are we going to go through and sanction him for the last 18 months? The fact that you show up on the eve of trial and bring the documents, to me, doesn't mitigate the fact that it's taken an extra 18 months. My guess is as soon as David Axelrod tells the president Holder is a political liability, he'll be in the private practice of law quicker than you can say Mark Rick.
That's the key, what the congressman just said. This has become not a legal decision. This is strictly a political decision. Is Eric Holder, has he become a liability to the administration to the point where he needs to go? Interesting here, Sean, very little Democratic support coming out for the defense of Eric Holder. Have you noticed that? Not a lot of talk about this. There's a couple of congressmen, but not many on the Democratic side talking about Eric Holder's service in as Attorney General.
You think if that's the case, then that means it's just now a matter of timing. So I assume July 3rd is probably going to be the day that Eric Holder gets dumped.
Yeah, or the documents get dumped, one. Right.
Let's see. It's Monday the 2nd, so we'll go backwards. And at the end of June, that Friday, heading into the 4th of July weekend, is when they'll dump it. Which means I'm going to get called back into work, just so you know. So I'm just preparing my schedule.
There you go. Well, I think that's very possible. The only other scenario here would be the attorney general, if David Axelrod says, you know what, we could turn this into a positive, if he stands firm and says this is going to interfere with internal operations of the Department of Justice, we're not giving any other documents to Congress, and of course that's as if Congress has no role here.
Now we have a showdown.
Can the showdown be successful for the administration? That is what the political calculation is going to be.
I don't think it can be. By their own standard, Congressman Gowdy's right. They're not going to be able to get away with it.
People's
patience with politicians now is at its all-time low.
I agree with Congressman.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate it.